And it's time to bring in McFly. God love you. Hello there.
They have got things stuck to their face.
Hello, New York.
It's lovely in air con in here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. It's good.
It's rather chilly, actually.
Are you too chilly?
I'm slightly cold.
No. He's the moaner of the band.
No. The difficult one.
It's the difficult drummer. Takes it all too seriously. He told me off once for banging his sticks against the wall at the Shepherd's Bush Empire before they went to stay. Oh, careful with them.
You messed them up.
You did.
Sticks are delicate.
Did I? Yeah.
Did you really?
No, I didn't.
You did.
That's a lie.
You just got some drumsticks from someone and you were very pleased and excited.
I apologise.
Oh, no, it's all right. You were all right. You just
wanted... I have those kind of moments.
Yeah. Well, that's what they said. That's why you're hanging on like a thread in this band. McFly soon to become McThree.
Very good.
All right. Anyway, how are you all? You're all right? Well?
Yeah, yes. Good. Yeah. Are you?
I'm brilliant. I am great.
You look very well.
Thank you. I feel very well.
Good.
You know? Everything is going well. You know, I'm an author now as well.
Yeah, I saw your book the other day.
Did you buy it?
No. Oh,
cheers.
Not yet. I haven't bought it yet.
Thanks very much.
Was it on discount when you saw it, or was it full price?
I think it was full price.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, you should have bought it.
Gone the wrong shops.
Okay. Well, I will buy it. I was planning on buying it.
These diamond-encrusted Hummers don't come cheap, you know. I need every penny I can get. So, McFly! Do you know what's really nice is you all look grown up these days.
Do we?
Yeah. But do you not look back at the five colours in a hair video and go, God, we look really young.
Yeah. Really, really young.
Yeah.
It's cringeful.
You were a bit chubby in it, aren't you?
I was. Yeah.
You were, the little chubby one.
You used to be a chubby.
In this photo, I've got stuck on my forehead and...
Are you chubby in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are a little bit fat in the face. But now look at you.
I know.
You know? I don't think it suits you, though. I think you need to put a bit more on.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what my mum keeps saying.
I just don't think she's right.
Yeah, okay.
You know? Don't get too skinny. Yeah, that's what I always worry about me. I don't want to get too skinny.
Yeah.
You just hold it at the right level, don't you?
I think so, yeah. You know, I don't want to drop below 20 stone. I think I might look anorexic. Fall over in the breeze. Anyway, before we even talk about anything, this is... My mum has been ringing me every day this week, saying... Oh, McFly. My mum's like... I don't know if you've met my mum. You must be one of the few bands who haven't.
I don't think so.
And she keeps telling me that my cousin's daughter, Abby Cooney is her name, and Abby lives in Dublin, and she loves McFly. And mum keeps saying, can you get something signed? Can you get something signed? I'll ring you during the show. I'll text you during... And I'm like, all right. So I said, can you just say hello to Abby? Because I know she'll be listening in Dublin.
Oh. Hello, Abby.
Hi, Abby from Dublin.
Oh. That's nice. So if I now forget to ask you afterwards to sign something...
You're halfway there anyway,
aren't
you?
I'm covered. There you go. Lovely.
Isn't that nice?
Right, I can go now. We have questions from our listeners for you. We have questions from me and questions from Dave. And also, if the interview goes well, I might have a bit of business to discuss with
Proposition
you.
Proposition for you, possibly.
Really?
Yeah. Future plans.
All I'll ask now is, on your average CD single, McFly CD single, how many tracks do you have?
About 12.
No, 12? On a single.
Oh, single?
Yeah.
And it depends, because there's like CD 1 and CD 2. I think on CD 2 you can have like 5 tracks or something.
Well... We've got a song for you.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
You know the way you get these people who write records for other people? It happens all the time. Well, we are those sort of people.
Really?
It's just that we haven't as yet written for anybody else.
Yeah.
And we're thinking about trying out our material on you.
Would you like to co-write or just write?
No, we'd get all the credits.
Well, I mean, we could do a deal. I mean, if you change some of the lyrics, then, you know... We might be able to...
50-50, right?
Well, I'm 60-40.
What, to us, yeah? That'd be better, yeah.
Well, it depends. If you stick it on... Yeah, if the single goes to number one and we're track 3 in the CD single, we'll take it. we ain't daft. Yeah. Mind you, after saying that, if you really love the song and you want to release it as a single, I mean, do you know what? I don't want to brag, but I'm saying number one.
Really?
We could do a worldwide deal with you.
Are you going to show it us, then? Have you got it?
And we've got some audio of it, yeah. But we'll you know, I want to tease it.
You know. Oh, I've heard about this. Is this your ghetto band?
Yeah, ghetto band. Yeah. Now we're coming up to the 6th anniversary of this record being mixed and still nobody's interested.
But like a fine wine, it does get better over the years, doesn't it?
The way I look at it is it's an undiscovered gem, right? That could get you young lads to the top of the hit parade.
How would that feel?
Yeah, it'd be good.
How would you imagine having a number one?
Hey, how would that feel?
Hey,
imagine that. Wow. Anyway, forget that. Put your hands up for Detroit, muck. that rubbish record. You know, this could be. This could. I tell you what. This song would go to number one. It'd stay at number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a guarantee?
Not really. But you know, it's.
I really want to hear it.
I'll play you a little bit
play
now.
It, come on.
That's all I'm thinking. I think it's very much. I mean, you'd have to put your McFly
touch on it.
Yeah. You know, and make it good. But then once you've done that,
it's a sort of record that would certainly do well in Germany and places like that.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so you know, for your European market.
Are you big in Germany?
We've never been.
Well, there you go, this is your ticket to Germany.
I've done a lot of have you not been? Stuff.
We've never, no, we've been to Japan, that's it. Oh, right. America once.
Are you, what's the deal with America? Are you going to break America?
Well, we have to go back. We only went there, we went out there for like a couple of weeks to do the premiere and stuff for the film.
Yeah.
We did, and
oh, he's a little yawn there. No, it's that.
Yeah, you know the film we did. That's going to America. You know, it's like Chris at the premiere. First class flights. Stayed at a really nice hotel. A couple of hookers in the pool. Brilliant. The usual work.
Nice. You changed. Do you know when you were fat, you were like a boy next door, and now you're thin. Who do you think you are?
I'm sorry.
Premieres.
Have you released any singles over in America?
Yeah, we released... Well, our album was the soundtrack to the film we did.
Yeah. What film was that again?
Just My Luck.
Yeah.
Comes out on DVD soon, I think, over here.
Yeah. And I didn't see it myself. Well, you know, I think you do well in America. I think they'd love you.
Yeah, I think it's one of those... You have to, like, really spend a lot of time there and... And sort of not just go to LA and New York and really go and tour around.
gonna have to do that thing where, you know what, I think we'll have to avoid some of the major cities and get out there. To all them yahoos out in the Midwest.
Go to all the backup places.
We'll reel a lag your record. Yeah, whatever. Just play it there, will you, fat yank? And let's go home. all right, well, we're going to have some fun. And Sunday you're playing for us in Brighton?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look forward to that.
Seriously, how do you work that out, right? You work out that you're on a lineup of all women.
How good's that?
Now, is that a contractual thing?
Well, I think it should be from now on.
Yeah.
I think it's just a lucky coincidence.
Girls Aloud, Nelly Furtado and Beyonce. Now, if you had to choose one of those to have some slap and tickle with backstage...
Oh, God.
I'd like to now pick one and tell me who that would be.
To slap and tickle someone?
Yeah. Hmm. For you to get jiggy.
Or just to slap someone?
No, not, no, not
pick
slap.
One or a band?
And well, just don't one. Be greedy.
Whoa, just one. Ron Jeremy, calm down. So you're only allowed one. Right, who would you choose?
They're all married.
Forget that. You guys are famous and in a band.
Just a bit of imagination here, Doug.
Don't think for one second, by the way, Cheryl from Girls Aloud would say no because she's got that ring on her finger. Oh, seriously. She's probably the easiest one out of the band. Are you joking? Morning, Cheryl. I can't believe he said that about me.
Didn't he know?
You know, I said unbelievable. She's from Wales. are any of you going to say who? Could you pick?
No, because we're doing it on Sunday.
Doing what?
You could be doing them on Sunday. Good morning.
It'd be embarrassing.
Dave, could you choose?
No.
All right, you can have two.
God.
All right.
I've forgotten who's there now.
Nelly Furtado.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Right.
All Saints.
Yeah.
Girls Aloud.
Oh, God.
I quite like Nelly Furtado.
Really? Oh, well, hang on. One at a time.
Yeah, well, I've got.
Yeah, Tom said Nelly.
We could go twos on her, Tom.
If you want.
Well,
yeah.
No. Tom got there first.
Okay, Beyonce.
You can't jump in on his woman.
I'll take on Jay-Z.
Beyonce, all right, fair enough. Beyonce's gone.
I can't choose now.
Well, you're left with Girls Aloud and All Saints, so to be honest, I mean, what if you could have All Saints and then we could have Girls Aloud?
I'll have Girls Aloud.
Now, that would be a hell of a weekend, wouldn't it? You wouldn't be yawning then, would you, son? Yeah, just spent the night with Girls Aloud. You know how it is. A bit tired, to be quite honest. Didn't get my head down till 11. Well, listen. Hang around. We have much to talk about.
We will.
And we've got this business transaction to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can. By the way, you can take those stickers off your face. Now. Because they worked a treat. McFly, ladies and gentlemen, now here on the show this morning. Here's another question for you. Are you switching on any Christmas lights tonight?
We are, yes.
Where?
Leeds.
That was my gig. That's meant to be my gig there.
We heard. How are we going to top your...
Why don't you come up with us?
You won't. Eh?
Come up with us.
I will for a cut of the money.
We're not getting paid.
Turn it in.
We're spreading the Christmas joy.
Really?
Yep.
I got
paid.
You got paid?
Yeah, too right. Do you know what I got for it?
No, go on.
Girls Aloud. Actually, they were there, weren't they?
Yeah.
It was us. Way. Listen to this. When we switched the lights on Leeds, it was us, Girls Aloud, the Lord Mayor, a young girl who got to be mayor for the day, right, from school, and Bart Simpson and Homer Simpson.
And bizarrely, we were all on stage at the same time at the end, right, dancing awkwardly to Orbital or something, wasn't it? It was really weird.
Really? You're in for a cracking So McFly are here, switching on the Leeds Christmas lights tonight. We did that last time.
Yeah. Two years ago.
Outrageous. Well, they'd have been, instead of had school the next day, so they wouldn't have been able to do it 2 years ago. Right, more from McFly in a bit. Let's get some news and sport. It's 8:33.
It's now 8:37.
It's all about you. It's all about you, baby. It's all about you. It's all about you. Yesterday you asked me something I thought you knew. So I told you with a smile, it's all about you.
It's not in time, is it, that backing?
No, sorry.
What was that backing?
Is that the ghetto song?
I think you're fine. I think you're fine. That was
rude.
That was your original guide's track before you managed to cut your instrument together.
That was the devil.
Oh, oh my god.
Who? Who?
Says Bob's organ.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yesterday you asked me something I thought.
Oh my god.
Do you know what? This should be your entrance music on Sunday in Brighton.
Yeah, be a good game show theme tune, isn't it?
Wait, the ringtone.
Do you know? No, we find them off the net. I don't know how we.
It's
do
awful
it.
Kind of MIDI versions, aren't they?
Yeah,
of everything.
So Dominic,
hello.
I'm going to ask them. I'm going to play them the track in a bit, our track, and see if they'll be interested in covering it or taking it on and flying it up.
I think it has commercial potential.
So do I.
Yeah.
I mean, if you listen to McFly's massively successful record...
Sure.
You know, I think they could easily put a McFly spin on it. I really do.
Definitely.
Yeah, they might have to change some of the lyrics.
And some of the music.
No,
music, I think, you know, stands firm, Dominic.
Mm.
It does. It stands firm, Dominic.
That's nice to stand firm.
Yeah. I'm standing firm now.
Yeah.
I can see you. Hello.
Good morning. Anyway, bye, Dom.
Bye.
Right. So, yeah. Now, I'm going to play you a little bit of this track now.
Cool. Okay.
I was going to play the intro.
Looking forward to this.
Yeah, just the intro. And then you decide whether or not you'd think you'd be interested. And by the way, I want a serious answer.
Okay.
You may think this is just a joke, but it's not. We're desperate to be secret songwriters.
Right. Like Kathy Dennis.
Yeah. But, like, you know, we'll age better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Kathy Dennis.
Do you not?
Kathy Dennis?
Kathy Dennis used to be a pop star in the early 90s, and she's now one of the most successful pop writers in the business.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like Dan Warren.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kathy Dennis, she was a fit man.
Really?
And then, now she's rich. But she wrote, like, Can't Get You Out of My Head and stuff like that, and some S Club stuff, and she's just, like, a hit maker.
Hit machine.
She's just a hit machine. Do you want to hear this track then?
Oh, we really do.
All right, now this is the track that I think could get you guys your first ever top 40 single.
Go on then.
You ready, Dave?
I think so.
All right. Think McFly. Go. Who laughed? Sorry, Tom. You know, I didn't laugh when I heard, you know, Stargirl.
I'm sorry.
Five colours and a hair. I was wetting myself. But,
is that real? This is it's well recorded, isn't it?
It was done at Abbey Road.
Mixed at Abbey Road.
Oh, I was laughing because it was good.
Because you're thinking, this is going to be number one.
Yeah. It's like right. An excitement.
Ghetto life, like a get a life.
That's, no, that's ghetto life. It means, you know, we're
from the street, yeah. Man.
Get all life.
Yeah. That's why we wear hoodies.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, shut up. That's the song. Here we go. Okay. That's all, and then the vocals come in.
Are you singing?
What?
Are you singing?
Yes, I am.
quality.
But it's very embarrassing.
Okay, let's see.
Now, but so far, what do you think?
It was nice.
I think it's very well recorded.
Nice, very well recorded.
Yeah, I was good. Really pleasantly surprised.
Now, you're intrigued to hear the rest of it, right?
Absolutely.
So you
imagine. Hear you sing.
Forget that. You imagine if you guys recorded it. See, you're excited to hear our version. God, man. Everyone would be killing to hear your version.
Do we have to sign a pre-agreement before we play any more?
No. Okay. Listen, we've got it. It's fine. Right. We own all the copyright. if they copy it or take it without a permission, we're going to sue them to high heaven. These guys will one day be loaded. Well, those royalty checks come in. Not now, though, judging by what they're wearing. Him in the end with a free Return of the Jedi t-shirt. But seriously, I'm not. He doesn't have to be track two. We can go for track four. We'll even go for CD two. Mm. Mm-hmm. But think about it.
Well, we've got to hear the rest of the song first.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, come on.
That's all
is that
that's
you
all,
then?
That's me singing Baby. Baby. That's it.
No, it's not.
That's not
Baby,
you.
Baby, it's me. Baby. It's me.
How long ago was that?
6 years ago, Dave.
It's aged well, though, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Baby, when I look into your eyes. There you go.
That's not you, no
that's
way.
That's me, man.
It is, yeah.
That's me.
Granted, with a bit of studio production,
how come you did this track?
Right, the whole story is, we played a Westlife track one afternoon, when we did the afternoon show, and I said, how difficult can it be to write a pop record? All it is verse, break, second verse, chorus, middle eight, chorus, key change, chorus out.
Mm-hmm. What was the break bit?
Well, whatever, I don't know what you call it. but you know, whatever, I don't know. Or you go verse, chorus, second verse, chorus, middle eight, chorus, key change, chorus out.
Okay, when I first wrote with Tom,
which is that's Stargirl, right? What?
I thought it was really hard to write a pop song when I started.
But and now you know, it's not hard at all.
Well, getting good melodies is hard though.
Yeah, whatever. That's still hard. That don't want to be my job. I'm not a musician. I'm a writer. So we went and we wrote this track, and our mates produced it, and then we ended up with this track that we didn't know what to bloody do with.
Did you release it?
No, because nobody was interested.
No.
Well, sorry.
No.
We chose to save it.
The time wasn't right.
Yeah.
Right.
And we chose to save it for a band or artist that we felt was more deserving, and this is where you come in. Right.
The world weren't ready for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. I'll see the rest then.
No. Listen. We need to start talking money now.
No, we don't do that until we've heard it.
No, not doing that. Quick, let's leave before the lights come on. He's got way more northern since the Arctic Monkeys were successful. I was just telling him that. He said to me, he went, that's what you say, lad. And I went, hey.
I've just been watching Kez.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you watch Robin Hood?
No.
You'd love that.
Really?
Quick, Robin! Sheriff of Nottingham's up way. Proper. It's all northern. Baby, when I look into your eyes. Now, what would you make in the next line? Baby, when I look into your eyes. Come on, you gotta be quicker than that.
See a few chicken pies.
It really comes as no surprise.
Would you have gone for that?
Yes.
Let's go for the next
surprise
line.
Eyes, Ryan.
Here we go. To find out that our love is true.
And that how much I need you.
How much I need you is nice. Any advance on how much I need you?
How much I love you.
How much I love you. So using the word love again.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Close. A real love for me and you. See, a real love for me and you.
There was love in there.
Yeah. And what I meant by that was, you were right to do that. Anyway, so I think we've got your interest enough.
Which way the chorus?
Yeah, well, that's coming.
I think it's going good so far, isn't it?
So do I. I'm gonna quit while I'm ahead. It's 8:45. This isn't ours, by the way.
All right.
This is some foreign band from America or something. All right, we'll fly here. More in a bit. Well, imagine.
Very good. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Thank you. It wasn't awesome, it was McFly. McFly are in the house. Yo-Yo and McFly are in the hizzy house. I'm being young.
Hizzy house?
Yeah, in the hizzy house. Whatever. Hey, and it's 8 minutes to 9. We have some questions from our audience, if you'd like to have a go with some of those.
Yeah.
The rules are, if you don't like the sound of them, you can pass.
Right.
Ooh. If you don't like, you know, if you think they might be a bit cheeky or boring, let's go for this one.
Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm from Canic. I'm a big, massive McFly fan. I remember seeing him in Nottingham McDonald's and in HMV Steinens, and I've just got a question for you.
Did she just say she saw you in Nottingham McDonald's?
HMV signing, didn't she?
Yeah, I think that's what she said.
Maybe she meant Nottingham. We were there on tour. So.
Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm from Canic. I'm a big, massive McFly fan. I remember seeing him in Nottingham McDonald's and in HMV.
It was no Nottingham McDonald's.
Nottingham McDonald's?
You must have done some weird gigs when you were starting out.
We upstairs in the bit that's normally cordoned off.
Yeah, they're on the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Can I take your order, please? Actually, didn't you do that the other week?
Yeah, that was Dougie.
Yeah.
Very good.
Would you like to hear Kelly's question or not?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah, she sounds nice.
I love your single Star Girl, and I think it's wicked, and it's a top, and I'm just wondering, who's your Star Girl?
Whoa, who's your Star Girl?
She's hoping you're going to say her from Canic.
Yeah. It is.
Is it?
It is, yeah.
It's Kelly.
When we met her in McDonald's.
Yeah. Is it about anybody?
No. It's about an alien.
Really?
Yeah. It's about falling in love with an alien.
Right. You're a bit odd, aren't you?
Yeah. Slightly. Just a bit
weird. Weird lyrics. sounds like... Do you know, the lyrics sound quite surreal, as if you had a deadline to beat when you're writing the lyrics. Like you're in a bit of a rush. That's what I think.
Really?
Yeah. Let's go to...
I just told him that.
Here's somebody else.
Hello, I'm Carly. I'm from Teesside. I got a college and do art and design. I'm a really, really, really big McFly fan, and I love Danny from McFly. And I've got a question for you all.
All right.
Answer that.
No, she loves Danny. Don't answer that.
Come on.
No.
This is
quite an arty question, though. You ready?
Is it?
Right.
What gave the idea for the Martian in the Ocean album cover? Because it's very different from the Wonderland one.
There you go.
Martian in the Ocean.
What gave you the idea for the Martian in the Ocean album? Because it's very different from the Wonderland one.
I think Dougie should answer this question.
Yeah, so do I.
Well, for a start, of course it's different. Was that quite harsh?
Yeah, of course.
That was mean. Apologise.
Although, no, I've got to be honest, he does have a point. What would be the point of making the album cover look exactly the same as the last one? So, you have a point there.
Yeah, we should have done it like naked, like the Nirvana cover, chasing
Dollar Bill.
I don't know.
Oh, a naked baby in the water.
Yeah.
You've got to stop the drinking.
Did that answer the question?
That's perfect.
Not really.
Not at all.
If that works in your head, then don't worry about it. Let's go for... let's go for this one.
Hi, McFly. I'm John from Newmarket, and I'm an area manager for a phone company, and I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we should definitely...
This is hilarious.
It sounds hilarious already.
Here we go.
McFly, what's the matter, McFly? You chicken...
What?
Nobody calls me chicken.
There you go, good lad! Good lad!
I'm surprised you got that.
Good lad!
I don't know if you get it.
Yeah.
Why are you called McFly?
Because of Back to the Future. Yeah.
Because Back to the Future is your favourite movie. You've got to remember those lies from earlier on in your career. All those record company lines that you were quite happy to go along with them because you were young and naive. You have to remember, the reason you're called McFly is because Back to the Future is your favourite movie. Don't forget this lie. It's very important.
Sorry. We slipped for a moment.
Yeah.
You caught us out.
I can't remember anything or even any movie I've watched. I can't remember, can I?
No, not at all.
What was the last movie you watched?
Can't remember.
We were in this place yesterday, and Hugh Grant was there, and Danny went, "Mate, look, it's Ewan McGregor."
Brilliant.
I'm so bad with axes and axes and stuff.
All right, here's an awkward question, and this is now to put you in an awkward position.
Hi, I'm Sam from Dorchester.
Yeah, do you remember her? No, I'm joking.
Hi, I'm Sam from Dorchester, and I'm a hairdresser, and I'm a huge McFly fan, and I've got a question for you.
Okay. Then.
Yep.
All right. So here's a question.
My question is, when I come to Minehead, to Butlins, in a couple of weeks' time, I was wondering if I could get up on stage with you and sing, please.
Well, I think Dougie should answer this question.
Just say no.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Brilliant! There you go! Brilliant!
I say, yeah, you can.
I think you should be Evil McFly one day a week.
No.
Hans
no.
McFly, can I have your autograph, please? Bugger off. That'd be brilliant. And then the next day, yeah, of course you can, my love. Come here, not a problem. Got a photo as well. Easy. That's a good idea. Evil McFly.
The dark side.
Yeah. And I wonder who would lead Evil McFly. Right, we're going to take a break for Dave's hilarious, tedious link, and then we're going to go back to the cell of our record.
Yeah. Because we're halfway there, I think.
Yeah, I think so. We just need to play it. Once they hear the chorus... Oh, and by the way, watch their eyes light up when I say this word. When they hear your rap, then... Because I think that's what McFly singles are missing. A bit of a rap.
A rap.
Through.
All right, then.
Yo, back up now and give a brother room. And all that kind of stuff.
Urban flavours.
Yeah. I've been all around the world.
From London to the Bay. It's hammer, go, yo, hammer, empty, yo, hammer, yo, yo, hammer, yo, hammer, 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 go, and play.
Can't touch it.
That's what you need.
That was good.
Okay, I'm starting to lose the room. Of course I'm not, you know, I'm just messing. McFly is turning on the Leeds Christmas lights tonight, Victoria Gardens.
Is that where we were?
Yeah. You'll have a good time. It'll be a good crowd for that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
You enjoy it.
Take your coat.
Pop in and see Mum and Dad if you want.
Can we?
Yeah. Right, see this link. Can I get to today's see this link from yesterday's, which was, of course. Cece Peniston and finally on Radio 1. It's 3 minutes past nine. And a very good morning to you on this lovely Thursday. Don't forget, Sunday, it's Radio 1's Chart Show Live, coming from Brighton. And the Crazy Boys McFly are going to be there. And they join us in the studio. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Oh, wow. Hey, listen, I believe you've got a brand new album out this week. Tell us a little bit about that.
Amazing.
Brilliant. And you can get it in all good shops now, I believe.
Yeah, it's called Motion in the Ocean.
Motion in the Ocean. That's a crazy title. What does it mean?
You don't want to know.
Wow! You crazy, crazy man there. So, Motion in the Ocean is a brand new album from McFly, and we really hope you go out and buy it, because the boys are just saying that they hate Damien Rice. And they're really worried that he's going to sell more copies than them. No. So if you're a proper McFly fan, and you've already bought it, why don't you go and steal some money out of Mum and Dad's purse and buy another copy?
That's not true.
That's not true.
No, do.
Do buy.
Don't steal money.
We like Damien Rice.
Yeah. Okay. But what do you hope? What do you hope of the album goes from the chart?
We don't know. We just hope the people
top
that
five
buy it enjoy
we just
it.
Hope whoever buys it enjoys it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Is it a good album?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Our best so far.
Do you really believe it?
Yeah. No, seriously, honestly,
you really do.
Yeah.
I'd really like you 100% to listen to it.
Do you know what I'll do?
What?
I'll buy it today.
Oh, thanks, man. I think you'd enjoy it. I will
actually buy it with my own money. I'll buy your album today.
Thank you very much.
If it's rubbish, I'm going to bring it back to you on Sunday, and I want a refund.
All right, mate.
That's
a deal, honestly.
Right,
money back guarantee.
But you've got to give each song...
Yeah?
A proper listen.
Three listens, each song, and then if you don't want
that's it. That's a good 3 hours of his time, though, Danny.
That's, hey, listen, what? I've got nothing to do in the afternoon but play Xbox and suck my pants, so don't you worry about that. Are any of you Xboxers?
No, yeah, all of us.
Anybody on Xbox Live?
Yeah.
Right, we'll swap gamer tags after the show. What do you play?
Call of Duty.
Oh, see, now I'm not into that yet, but I'm working on it.
When the new one comes out this week.
Change your life, mate.
Ghost Recon, are you into that?
Too complicated.
Yeah, really?
Call of Duty is the best.
Are you a FIFA man?
Oh, yeah.
You got FIFA 07?
Yeah, quality.
See, I think it's quite difficult.
Well, it is, because it's changed the buttons, haven't it?
Yeah, but I think you can configure them any way you want.
I quite like that, though, because Pro Evo's like that as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, tell you what, I'll whoop your ass on FIFA.
All right. Well, if you get some money down, see who wins.
Yeah. No worries, I'm loaded. Right, so listen, do you want to hear now a bit more of our song that we are trying to sell? Dave and I are trying to sell our song once again. For those people who regularly listen to the show, they're thinking, oh dear, not this again.
They've been doing this since 1998.
Yeah. So we're going to play it again.
I really want to hear the whole thing.
And I'm thinking, you know, track 2 on a CD single, something like that. If you really love it, could be a single on the next album.
Double A-side.
And it would show your diversity as a band.
Double A-side. The only thing is, though, whatever, if you do, the only deal that we would have to enforce is that if you do decide to record it, don't waste it and give it to charity for free. Mm. We want the movie.
Cash money deal.
Okay, forget that. You know, children in need, don't worry about that. Right. We're in need of
Chris
a villa.
In need.
Yeah. So you ready? This could be the new McFly single, Dave. I love the fact that Danny doesn't actually believe this is us.
He will when he gets halfway through.
Do you know what makes this song better? Real drums.
Mm.
Real drums.
Baby, when I look into your eyes.
It's me.
It really comes as no surprise.
Rhymes with eyes.
To find out that our love is true. A real love for me and you.
Kick it in now.
The touch of your skin and the smell of your hair. Makes me smile cause I know you're there.
Bryan Adams.
Let's be together 24/7. When I'm with you, I think I'm in heaven. You're my baby, I really love you. I know that our love will always be true.
That's scary.
We'll be together, always, forever. There is no maybe that you're my baby.
See?
They've got it.
You've got it already.
You've got it.
See?
What do you think?
That's amazing. We could sing along without even hearing.
Mm. What, so it's a number one
instant.
Hit.
Yeah. You make me laugh, instant. You're sweet and funny.
You have to change this line.
You call me cute names like Fluffy Bunny.
Yeah, that will have to be changed. However, I think the selling point of what's going to clinch today was your rap. Ready?
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's rock. Guys.
Baby, baby, I think you're ace. I love your clothes, your hair and your face. I'll stick with you like super glue. Babe, I ain't lying. You know it's true. Yo, hip, you're dope, you're super fly. And I'm so pleased that I'm your guy. Yo, wow, you're free, you're super funky. I love you, baby, you cheeky monkey.
And I see you dressed up as a cheeky monkey in the video.
Right.
You know, think about it. You know, listen to it on the way up to Leeds tonight. It'll grow on you.
I reckon Dougie will be good at that rap.
Yeah.
There you go, man. Let's push things forward.
You're my baby.
Breakdown.
I know that our love will always.
I'm hidden deep down in the harmonies.
We'll be harmonies, always, forever.
Bloody
that
up,
is good.
Up.
I write that
no maybe that you're my baby. You're my baby. I really.
So out of 10, what do you reckon?
There wasn't a key change.
Oh, my friend.
Au contraire.
My friend, do not complain about the meal until the dessert is finished.
Are you ready?
You're my baby.
Yes, yes. It's even got the in there.
That was great.
See, now what you say, mofo. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So anyway, that's the song.
That is.
You could just release it as Chris and Dave and just play it as much as you like.
We're writers now.
Mm.
We're not performers.
We're thinking now that we want to sort of take a step back, you know, and unleash our material to a new market, a new audience with you.
I'll tell you what it was. When we got Mysterious Girl re-released by Peter Andre, and it sold like 60,000 copies in the re-release week, went straight to number one, while Peter Andre was stood on stage on Top of the Pops with a fellow that used to work for the Carphone Warehouse who come out of retirement and did the rap, and Peter's looking a little bit old and tired on stage, there were two hurdy-gurdy fellas stood in the corner shaking hands with each other because they wrote it, and then they didn't, you know, and I'm thinking that's our
we thought
way
one day we
now.
Could be them hurdy-gurdies.
Yeah,
it's a good job.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
No, it's a good job.
All right, I see.
I'm seriously impressed there. That was really good.
Thank you very much.
That's a long time ago. We're a lot better now.
Yeah, that was just an example of our work. Yeah.
do you know what's nice about it, Dave? Once again, unbeknownst to Rachel, by using it as a joke with the McFly boys, mm-hmm. we've actually played the whole thing in full. PRS, high five!
Another shuffle, another shuffle I hit.
There you go. That's another 70p in my pocket. So please go out and buy Motion in the Ocean. It came out on Monday. It is the third album from McFly, and what they say is their best album to date.
It is.
And it contains the brilliant single, Stargirl. which was number one in the popular hit parade, and knocked off by that rubbish Detroit dance record. And they are switching on the Leeds Christmas lights tonight, and they are live with us Sunday night at the Chart Show Live in Brighton. Well, they'll be very excited because they're hanging out. But there's only two dressing rooms. Sorry about that. So I think you're showing with Girls Aloud and Beyonce.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm sorry. I'll have
it's a
words.
A bit cramped.
I don't think there's anything I can do about it, to be honest.
All right.
We didn't do Ramble. Do you want to do Ramble, or do you just want to do Ramble Out?
Do Ramble Out.
Ramble Out?
Mm.
All right. McFly, thank you. I wish you all the very best.
Thanks for having us.
Unless you turn down our record, and I hope you crash and burn and die.
Harsh.
Well, listen, it's dog eat dog in this music. Hey, it's show business. It ain't no show friends, Dave. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? These cats have been in the music industry for a while. They know how cutthroat it is.
When we talk business, people listen.
That's right. Oh, I'll tell you what we didn't do. We asked them to bring the guitars in, and then see if they were going to do a song. But to be quite honest, Danny looked a little bit... What am I going to sing? I don't know what to sing.
Huh?
What? You were off the air. You were going, I don't know what to sing.
No, I weren't.
You were?
I weren't.
What am I going to sing? I don't know what to sing.
Were
I? Yeah, you were.
I weren't.
You were?
I weren't.
You were?
I weren't.
You were there going, I don't know what to sing.
Shall we have something? A little snatch of something?
Yeah, do you want to play a little something before you go?
A little what snatch.
Well, whatever you can throw together
on,
will be beautiful.
Impress us.
Yeah. Come on, Tom. You're one of your busted songs.
You're my baby. You're my baby.
Should we give your song a go? Do you want to have a sing along?
Okay. Do you want to hear the beginning of mine? It's very easy.
Go on.
Is it?
It's legally different to Jack and Diane by John Cougar Mellencamp.
Mm-hmm. Although it shares similarity.
It's legally different. There you go. Beautiful. All easy. Right. That's easy.
How's it go?
I can feel that money truck backing up to our house already.
Cool, I've got to sing.
I think you're fine, boys. I don't want to rain in your parade, but I think you're fine. You're currently playing copyrighted material that you didn't seek permission for.
Mate, we do this as a favour, you know.
Oh, well, yeah, but we'll make more money in court. I tell you what Danny was doing. He was playing a bit of George Michael's Faith earlier, which
yeah, he was. That was impressive.
Yeah. So that means play it now, doesn't
it? Yeah. Just
give
like
us a little
top of it.
If you sing it.
Just the beginning bit. So. There you go. Brilliant. Now I'm intrigued to hear the rest of it, but I'll have to wait now until they do a live lounge session.
Yeah.
What can you throw together for us?
What do you want?
Dave, what do you want?
Taking requests.
We want something a bit obscure that we wouldn't expect you to play.
Yeah, like one of your singles, which is well rehearsed.
I don't know.
What do you enjoy playing?
I don't really know. I don't know.
No.
Come on. Play a bit of Stargirl for you if you want.
That'll be brilliant. Mm.
That'll be brilliant.
That'll be brilliant.
Are we in tune?
I don't know.
We'll do.
Not normally.
Well, it'll do, won't it?
Yeah.
Am I singing?
Yeah.
It's not what
we'll do. Yeah.
Do you want any BVs?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Do the use for us and all.
All right. I'll get the lyrics up on the internet.
Right then.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is really early as well.
Stop bloody moaning!
Go on then. One, two, three. Hey! I'm looking up for my star girl, because I'm stuck in this.
Stop. Oh, you can't laugh at him.
Sorry.
Right? He just said it's very early. That's a bloody high note to hit. You can't laugh at the boy.
Go on. Let's do this.
Let's say you do it then, smart ass. Exactly.
Yeah, see?
Try it again.
Drop it down a key.
Now, ready?
Right.
One, two, three, four. Hey! I'm looking up for my star girl, I guess I'm stuck in this mad world. The things that I wanna say, but you're a million miles away. And I was afraid when you kissed me on your intergalactic frisbee. I wonder why you never asked me to stay. Ooh. Better.
Love it.
Love it, man.
That was good.
Very nice. Listen, good. And now I understand why you play the drums, my friend. So at 9:15 in the morning, you can stand back and go, off you go. Brilliant. Seriously, thank you. Enjoy the lights tonight in Leeds. That'll be mental for you.
Sure
it'll be a
will.
Big crowd. And we'll see you Sunday in Brighton.
Yeah.
Thanks. Fly!
Thanks, Brighton.